Robert Venables is professionally optimistic, but not about the coronavirus pandemic. The Southeast Conference is a mix of businesses, individuals, and governments who come together to think strategically about the region. Its objective next year is to salvage the industry hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, cruise tourism. And that means being realistic.
This is going to be around for a while. Many of the communities are really looking at, 50% of the tourism activity for next year as a best case scenario. And we simply don't know, but we certainly embrace a public dialogue on how we can work through those issues. And some of the things that they're learning now is they're rolling out some limited cruises in Europe and the Caribbean, I think will help point the way as to what Alaska can look forward to going forward for 2021.
The toll from the almost total cancellation of the 2020 cruise season is still being calculated in businesses and governments across the region. In its annual report, Southeast by the Numbers, the conference attributes a loss of nearly 7,000 jobs in the region to the pandemic, the lion's share of them in transportation and leisure and hospitality. Venables said that the cruise industry is working to restore sailings next year by treating each vessel as a safe bubble. What that means for cruise destinations isn't clear yet.
I know communities have seen some preliminary pieces of what that mitigation plan is for operating in this COVID-19 environment. And so one of the objectives we want to do is try to work, with our communities, our businesses, and the industry to see how we can make that bubble, not just around their cruise ship and around small groups of people that may or may not be allowed into businesses, but try to make Southeast Alaska a bubble that has very good protocols. We're working with ways to help educate and train in the use of PPE and other protocols to keep Southeast Alaska safe. And I think that this year's fisheries operation was kind of a good trial run for that, because we saw a lot of folks come in from outside. We see the same thing with the mining industry, where they're bringing hundreds of people in and having the protocols to know how to safely move those folks around through the region. So hopefully by next year, we'll be able to reinvigorate our tourism economy.
Tourism isn't exclusively cruise ships in Southeast. Venables sat on the governor's Marine Highway Reshaping Work Group over the spring and summer. He said the Southeast Conference has always been the loudest voice on the block for the ferry system. The work group's findings haven't been officially released by the governor's office. Nevertheless, Venables said some details were already circulating.
We think there needs to be significant restructuring of how the marine highway system is run, whether it's a public corporation or an empowered board. There needs to be an executive level of management that is dedicated and passionate about the success of the marine highway system and really focused on it.
Venables also used his time during the Sitka Chamber Fall Speaker Series to promote an area of growth, mariculture. He told the group that there was only so much the Southeast Conference could do for existing economic sectors, and we're going to support every one of them. But as far as new economic opportunities in the region are concerned, mariculture is going to be one of our priorities. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.